When you're ready.
1, 2, 3, 4. You seem a bit afraid to push it out of place. You look a little tense. You're screwing up your face. Feeling for an answer. You really run the height. You can't see across the street. You're doing what you like. Let's bang mitzvah together.
You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We just came back there from a block of newer music, ending off with some very kind of 80s-influenced tracks.
Well, yeah. Well, that last one I would even say is more psychedelic-influenced. That's from an artist named Ryan Bourne. Not the Ryan Bourne Supremacy, mind you, but... Yeah, okay. I've only made that joke like 5 times while Dave was...
Well, no one in the public heard it.
So. Yeah, this is your first time. I know. It's wonderful. You're welcome. But yeah, great new material from this Ryan Bourne fellow from his latest album, Plant City. We heard the track Black Hole. And I do like how it has a very sort of weird lo-fi psychedelic sound, reminding me a little bit of our Stevie Moore, Ariel Pink, artists of that vein. Prior to that, as Dave said... really evoking that 1980s synth-pop sound we heard from Post-Grads.
Yes, we heard the track called Anxiety. And that's from Bonfires and Daydreams. Prior to that, we heard music from a new band called Feeble Little Horse.
And to answer your question that you asked me, I don't know what makes the horse so feeble or so small.
No, we don't know.
But it is a feeble little horse. What I can tell you is that this is a fantastic new group. Unfortunately, due to some complications that have arisen, I think some health complications for one of the members, they were going on a tour across North America, but that's been postponed for now. I hope whatever issue has arisen is resolved, because they're a fantastic group. I really dig this new album of theirs called Girl with Fish. Which is a great album title, by the way. Girl with Fish, and we heard the track Tin Man from that, again from the band Feeble Little Horse. Prior to that, we heard a really cool track. It comes from a compilation of both released and unreleased material from an Australian post-punk band called... I'm sorry.
We did hear that, but...
I'm jumping the gun. This is usually what you do.
Yeah, I usually mix stuff up. Before Feeble Little Horse, we... Horse?
That's a different band. That's after the horse has been flogged. But we actually heard from Les Sécurités. We heard Dis-moi from Stay Safe. We have played a bit from this band over the past
Based out of Montreal, new release out on Mothland record label. Is it La Sécurité or La Sécurité?
I think it's La Sécurité.
Okay. Really good stuff. Regardless, before that, we heard music from...
Now, this is the band I was trying to talk about.
The Particles.
The Particles, yes.
So this is an obscure Australian like post-punk band, and they only ever had a couple singles out in the 80s. And most recently, the Chapter Music label, which is based out of Australia, put out this compilation. I believe it came out on last week or this week. And we had the compilation is called 1980s Bubblegum. And we heard a track called Bits of Wood. Now, this compiles live recordings, unreleased stuff, and also the singles that they released that have been out of print for quite some time. Really cool stuff there. We had music from Tough Age before that. We heard a track called In a Garden from their latest release, Waiting Here. Now, we were talking about how this kind of sounds like a track on their previous album, Which Way Am I, which came out a couple of years back, and that is correct. The last track on... that album is called In a Desert, I believe, and it has some similarities to this, and they kind of are branching off from that to start this record.
It's very interesting, kind of having that branching off point, and it's almost like an answer song to the previous ending song on that record. I really do like that approach. Tough Age also has that new album Waiting Here, which is fantastic, well worth checking out. Also worth checking out is this band called Taxi Girls.
Yeah, Canadian band, and they have a new EP out called Coming Up Roses. We heard the track After Effects from Taxi Girls. Prior to that, we heard brand new music from Private Lives, another band we played quite a bit when their EP came out. I believe it was about a year or two ago. They have a new record out, also on Mothland, I believe, which is called Hit Record. And I didn't actually put the information down, but it features... members of several other Montreal bands, so they're kind of a... I don't want to say super group.
Because we talked about this before already with Boy Genius. I don't like that term. It's very pejorative. I do know one of the groups involved or related to this is Priors.
Yes, and then there's several others. But we'll mention that on a future episode. But check them out, Private Lives. Really cool stuff. We heard Trust in Me, which is, I believe, the first track on Hit Record. And then we started that set off with Daniel Romano's Outfit from the OK Wow live album. And we heard the song The Long Mirror of Time. Daniel Romano's Outfit is headlining CJAM's own Higher Ground Festival, which takes place at the end of July. And it's going to be taking place over a weekend, I believe, 3 days, 2 to 3 days. And you can get tickets now. CJAM.ca. You can go on our social media pages. You'll find links to that. Highly recommended to see for all the great bands that are going to be there, local and non-local, and especially Daniel Romano's Outfit. They always put on a great, entertaining show.
And it's so refreshing to hear about a festival taking place in Windsor. You know, support this. I'd love to see more of these happen. It's well worth checking out. Now, we're going to go back in our next set and talk about Rick Froberg a little bit more, because in our next set, we're going to be playing music from his Outfit Obits, which is one of the last bands that he helmed and created before his passing just this past week. We were talking about him not only as an artist in terms of what he could do, what he did musically and lyrically, but also in terms of visual art, because he helped design a lot of album covers. We're going to be starting off with a track from I Blame You, an album from Obits from 2009 that was released off of Sub Pop Records. Froberg did the graphic design for this record. One thing I did want to throw back to, I mentioned something about Drive Like Jehu, another band Froberg was in, a very famous band that he was in, mm-hmm. and the album Yank Crime. Yes, he actually did the artwork and graphic design for that as well. So he did the graphic design for a number of projects he worked on. So a very multifaceted artist and very talented person all around. And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head with this before when we were talking about the shifting sounds of the bands that he was participating in. Mm-hmm. There was the type of like proto, what people would call math rock of Drive Like Jehu. There was the more straight ahead hardcore slash punk rock of Hot Snakes. And then you have Obits, which incorporates surf elements.
Yeah, surf and garage and... yeah, he just kind of explored a different dynamic with this band. They had a couple albums, I believe two to three albums, and then they kind of stopped. A while ago, they stopped playing. And then, yeah, they got all these great singles as well. So we're going to hear, a lot of their singles were actually covers of songs. So we're going to hear one of those as well. So yeah, let's get to it. We're going to start off with a track from their debut album from 2009, I Blame You. We're going to hear Two-Headed Coin here on CJAM 99.1 FM and Revolution Rock.